Good afternoon. So as you mentioned, I'm going to be talking about an intervention that we developed to address 911 disparities. It was part of a two-stage process in which the first stage being we developed the film and now we're currently testing it in a larger trial. I have no disclosures or no relationships to disclose. So just to give you a bit of background about stroke in the United States, it is the leading cause of adult disability with about 785,000 new and recurring strokes each year. It costs taxpayers about $60 billion a year. So it's a pretty big problem, and so part of trying to limit or decrease the amount of disability is to increase the number of stroke patients that receive timely treatment. So the administration of TPA within 3 to 4.5 hours of symptom onset for ischemic stroke can reduce disability by 31% to 50%. So there's been a big push to increase the number of patients who are arriving within this time-sensitive window, and a big way to do that is to increase 911 activation, as that is a large predictor of receiving timely treatment. So in relation to stroke disparities, stroke is a big contributor to health inequities in the United States. Specifically regarding the black population, blacks are at least twice as likely to die from stroke and have a fourfold higher incidence of first ever stroke. And despite this higher risk, they are less likely to receive treatment and they experience greater pre-hospital delays. And then despite efforts to increase 911 activation for stroke, there hasn't been an appreciable increase in 911 activation over the past 10 years. So some might say that in order to increase 911 activation for stroke, we should teach the public how to recognize stroke, the signs and the symptoms. And while a lot of efforts have been made to increase stroke knowledge, there hasn't been a strong correlation between stroke symptom knowledge and 911 activation. There's been speculation as to why. And one reason might be that while people might know what the signs and symptoms are, when they actually experience or witness them, they might not understand the seriousness or the severity of these symptoms. So there's this need for an intervention that incorporates not only the knowledge, but also emphasizing the severity and the seriousness in order to prompt urgent action, which in the case of stroke is calling 911. So to address this, our group developed a film intervention that highlights the seriousness and severity of stroke symptoms, particularly those more ambiguous transient symptoms, as well as the need to call 911. We used a community-engaged approach to develop these films, and we took a faith-based and faith-placed approach to this intervention. And the end product is the Gospel of Stroke pictured here, and I'm going to walk you through the steps that we took to get to final film development. So the first step was to put together a community advisory board. So we went to the community and found both stroke survivors as well as key leaders in the faith community to serve on our community advisory board. Total 6 members, and they work together with our larger transdisciplinary team that includes public health professionals, a stroke physician, communication expert, a nurse, as well as the film director. So the purpose of the CAB initially was to help develop this intervention and to help us tailor it to the needs of the congregants of the Faith Leaders Church, and then we used the experiences of the stroke survivors to make sure that we were creating an experience within the film that would be relatable. So next we conducted focus groups with both church congregants as well as stroke survivors to identify culturally specific barriers to calling 911 as well as facilitators to calling 911. And we found that common barriers included symptom knowledge and recognition, skepticism with the healthcare system, costs associated with seeking care, and then general misconceptions about information sharing among government entities. And then we also pulled from, as I mentioned, the stroke survivors, and we wanted to get a better understanding of their stories. And then we shared our findings regarding barriers and facilitators, as well as these personal experiences with stroke. And we gave all of this information to the film director and writer so that they could develop the storyboards. So they took all this information and developed a 12-minute film. And they used, really did pull from those cultural specific components. And when I share the video with you, you'll see that. And they developed the storyboards, which we then shared with the community advisory board. We see very positive feedback. And then we tested them more stringently using the narrative performance scale. So the narrative performance scale, if you're not familiar with it, has a three-factor structure that includes interest, realism, and identification with the characters. So the purpose of this is to see to what extent are the viewers really connecting with the film? Are they being transported into the film? And that helps us predict the extent to which the film will lead to increased intent for whichever behavior that you're targeting. So we modified the NPS in order to assess to what extent will our film help predict 911 calling for stroke symptoms. And when we tested it with the community advisory board, we did find that there was one character in specific that they didn't quite identify with, sister awareness. And so we went back to the director and the writer to help modify this character so that way the audience, you know, better connects with her. That way, you know, she better convinces them to engage in the health message that she's delivering. So the next step was to cast and film the actual film. So we had a racially and ethnically diverse staff who was then responsible for casting people who would fit those components of the MPS. So based on the storyboards, we needed to cast characters that would really connect with the audience. And both the film directors were African American, and they also had strong ties to the community, which really helped them tailor the film to the needs of the church congregants. So the next step was to screen the film with the community advisory board. We wanted to get an idea of their first impressions. We had research assistants observe the screening to see, you know, just based on facial expressions, just, you know, what was their overall engagement with the film? Did they enjoy it? Did they laugh? You know, did they find it entertaining? And it prompted a very powerful discussion about the importance of this film. So after watching it, the CAB just on their own engaged in a discussion about the need for this and how well it would do in their community and how useful it would be within their congregations. So the next big step was to pilot test the film. So we went into two churches and we recruited 60 black congregants to do an initial pilot testing of the film. We wanted to look at a pre-post effect of the film on intent to call 911, and we used the validated stat instrument, which has 28 items. There are 21 stroke action items that uses hypothetical scenarios of stroke. It doesn't give the stroke diagnosis, and then there are 7 distractor items. And we found that about 38% passed the stat, pass being 75% correct, passed it at baseline. And then immediately following the screening of the film, 82% achieved at least a 75% passing score on the stat. So we were very pleased with those findings. And then we also administered the NPS to them to get an idea of how they were transported into the film, to what extent they found it realistic and interesting, and they were able to identify with the characters. And we also found very positive results there. More than 70% identified with the film's character, and more than 80% found the film to be interesting and realistic. So we were very pleased to hear that, and more than 95% agreed that they would like to share this film with their friends and their family members. And this is where I would show you the clip. It's not working in the presentation, so at the end I will give you minute and a half preview of the film. So after we pilot tested it, we were really pleased with the results. We now have a final 12-minute intervention film of The Gospel of Stroke, which next steps, we are currently conducting a randomized controlled trial of the film in churches in New York City in order to confirm our pilot findings, which is the outcome being the intent to call 911. And what we also want to be able to look at but can't power to is the actual impact of the intervention on calling 911. While the optimal outcome to measure would be to what extent do people actually call 911, we have to use the stat as a surrogate. Just because the event rate of stroke is so low, we can't get into a sufficient number of churches to reach enough people in order to look at community-wide rates of 911 activation for stroke. Ideally, a next step could be that we implement the film in community and intervention communities wide, and then look at their community-wide 911 rates to see if there's any increase. We haven't quite gotten there yet. We're obviously hoping that the RCT goes well, and then we would explore that as a potential next step. To date, we have had one person who witnessed stroke after receiving the intervention, and she was 51, her uncle was 80, and she convinced him to go to the hospital. He was very resistant. She went ahead and called 911. The ambulance showed up. He still did not want to go, but she convinced him otherwise, and he went to the hospital and received timely treatment. So we're hoping we're entering the third year of our RCT. So we're hoping that over time, we're following up at 24, 36, and 42 months just to assess stroke events, just to see, did they experience a stroke or did anyone else? We've actually experienced people whom we have consented into the study, and they had a stroke between consent and the actual intervention. So this is clearly a very big problem in this community, and we're hoping that our film has a very large impact. So overall conclusions, this approach that we took of community engagement to develop the film really gives you an opportunity to identify very specific barriers and facilitators to stroke action so we could tailor the film to components that were very relatable to our target audience. We were able to facilitate the adoption and dissemination because we had these connections within the churches. And being a faith-placed intervention, we really relied on those relationships to allow the faith community to allow us into their home. And then it really built the trust with their congregants and encouraged them to join the intervention. We had their pastor standing up in the pulpit asking them and telling them how important this is. When you have the buy-in of the church leadership, it really facilitates the buy-in from the rest of the congregants. And then finally, as I mentioned, so we're hoping that this approach leads to increased stroke literacy based on our pilot findings. We did see an increase in stroke literacy and intent to call 911 for stroke. And then also the increase in actual stroke action behavior. I mean, that is the goal overall. While we're not able to measure that as the outcome just yet, that is the ultimate goal. And just some quick acknowledgments. These folks are our overall TOSH team. I have a great group of RAs that really help get into these communities, and they meet with participants at all hours of the day in order to maintain their engagement, and it was funded by the NINDS.